The following is a presentation of Dakota Sports on KOKK.
3 seconds, 2 seconds. There's a greatest hit. Oh, my God, it went in. Kate Morley ties us at the buzzer. Left wing, Weeding open for that three again, and again it's good. Weeding with her third three.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
3, 2, 1, and it is official. The Wolsey-Westington Warbirds have won the 9B football championship.
Tonight's action is brought to you by our first team sports backers.
Actually, afternoon activity here from Wolsey-Westington High School in Wolsey. The first round of the boys 281 conference basketball tournament. We're scheduled to go on Saturday, moved it today, and to be honest, we aren't a whole lot better today than what we were on Monday, but just need to get this tournament going, as the Thursday schedule has a championship game at the Huron Arena, but you got to get the tournament played out to get there. Our sponsors of our 281 tournament coverage this year include tournament coverage, Alpena Co-op, Kurtz Heating and Cooling, 6B Seed and Supply, Bauman Agency, Iverson Motors, Huron Mitchell, Double D Western Store, and Hague Insurance Agency. Sponsors for the Wolsey-Westington Warbirds, Onward Wolsey Business Association and American Family Insurance. Hitchcock Tulare sponsors include Stretch's Well Service and Cheddar Feedlot. Ben Meyer Auction Service sponsors the James Valley Christian Vikings. And our area sponsors include Shooters in Wolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Kent Clark Insurance, here on Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Burns Manufacturing Westington, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic, Real Estate Connection, Attorney General Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, and Mir Family Hair Care. Well, a little hand-wringing on what to do today. Of course, as I said at the top, weather really not that much better than what it was on Saturday. I guess we're just in a windshield warning and not a blizzard warning, and during probably this game, and if not by the second game, we will downgrade from a warning to an advisory on those wind chills. But still, there, it's President's Day, so I believe five of the eight schools involved, or five of the eight teams, did not have school today anyway, but three did, and two of them had to call off class for different reasons, Wolsey-Westington and Hitchcock-Tulare. And so that led to what do we do? Because officially policies are you don't play, you don't host events if you can't have school. And after a lot of discussion, it sounds like this morning, they came together and ended up just going as scheduled here today with four games. And then we'll be back on track with second round games, consolation, and semifinals tomorrow. And the final day, eight games total at the arena for the last day of the tournament coming up on a Thursday. So first up is the top seed, Westington Springs, number eight seed, Sunshine Bible. This is the same matchup for the first round of the girls. Springs getting the top seed on both sides of the bracket this year. Westington Springs brings four of their five starters back from last year. They come in with a record of 6-1 on the season. Sunshine Bible is 1-5. The two teams did play in December back on the 21st, and Springs picked up a 72-33 win over Sunshine Bible. So now you're seated out here for this tournament. First game of the day is Springs and Sunshine Bible. That will be followed up by James Valley Christian and Imore Herald. Third game of the day is Wolsey-Westington and Iroquois Lake Preston. Wolsey-Westington, the two seed. And the final first-round game then will be Hitchcock-Tulare, and they'll be matched up with Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks with the number three seed in that final game. Again, just going straight through, if they can get ahead of schedule, they will do it just to keep everybody safe and keep the travel and the daylight as much as possible. We'll take a timeout here of 2 minutes and preview this first game and more coming up. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now, exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And again, back here in Wolsey, I'm Jeff Duffy with play-by-play of the first two games here from this opening round of the Boys 281 Conference Basketball Tournament. Matt Watson will be in to take care of the last two. And after today, then we're back on schedule. Tomorrow, they have the consolation games at James Valley Christian and the semifinals here in Wolsey. Mr. Watson will have all four of the semifinal games on the air on KOKK. That will start at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. And again, they'll play straight through. And on Thursday, the final day of the tournament will start at 9 o'clock in the morning. Seventh place games, girls and boys, about noon. Fifth place, girls and boys. And those first four games will be on Tiger 95, 1340, KIJV. Then we'll switch things over to KOKK for the rest of the way at approximately 3 o'clock Thursday. Third place girls followed by boys, then the championship game, girls followed by boys. Looks like this year we should be able to get 20 of the 24 games on. Just can't be two places at once tomorrow, so we will bring you 20 out of the 24 games, which is better than what we've been able to do in the past. It's a very compressed week. We also have here on Tiger activity to take care of as well. But in any case, hope you enjoy the basketball here. Did some counting myself, and I've done games in every 281 basketball tournament, girls and boys, since 1989. The first tournament I did was the boys in January 1989, and then the first girls was that autumn in 1989. And counting everything up, it wound up, this is my 36th boys and 35th girls 281 basketball tournament. The reason there's a difference of one in there is because when we did the season switch for girls basketball from the fall to the winter, there was not a 281 conference girls basketball tournament in calendar year 2002. So officially it's 36 boys and 35 girls is what we have had here for the 281 tournament. It's like we're getting to the anthem here. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes and we'll be back here to Wolsey 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Ho, 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 lot of savings.
At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deductions. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, save $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali, now just $75,513, plus 6.9% financing for 72 months.
The 2023's all gotta go.
At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
I just completed the national anthem. Now get our starting lineups here and get ready for Sunshine Bible and Wessington Springs first round of the 281 Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. Just trying to write down all the starters for Sunshine Bible as they have taken their shooting shirts off. Sunshine Bible head coach is Lucas Hall. They come in with a record of 1-5. The win game against McIntosh right before Christmas. They'll start Troy Thiemann, a 6'1 junior. Owen Watson, a 6'5 junior. River Jones, a 6-foot senior. Terrence Mickelson, a 5'11 sophomore. And Jensen Whiff is a 5'10 junior. For Wessington Springs, head coach Ken Heater, record of 6-1. Blake Larson, a 5'10 senior. Parker Graff, a 6-foot sophomore. Brock Kruger, a 6'3 senior. Colby Flowers, a 6'4 sophomore. Ryder Mahalik is a 6'3 junior. Wessington Springs, the top seed on the vote of the coaches, and they come in with a record of 6-1. Sunshine Bible has a record of 1-5. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our game today, Ted Hader, Brad McGurr, and Greg Stroll. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. Springs comes back with a loaded team, basically, as they have four of their five starters back and five out of their top six from last year's team that did go to the SODAC 16, lost a tough game to Viberg early last year, and ready to jump this the ball up, and hey, we are ready to go. First to four here, tip controlled by Wessington Springs. Parker Graff goes baseline. Blake Larson drives, fouled, and 6 seconds in, 7 seconds in, we have a foul and a free throws coming quickly here for Blake Larson. So two shots for Blake Larson. He just drove the baseline, took a hack from River Jones. Free throw is good. And Springs with the 1-0 lead. Not a great crowd here, but again, you'd expect that a Monday afternoon, some people working, and of course, it's awful cold to be traveling, but hey, we made it over here to Woolsey. Both free throws good for Blake Larson, 2-0 lead for Wessington Springs. Here's Sunshine Bible, River Jones on the left wing, gets it back up top Tiemann, goes high post Watson. Watson spins, gets it back to Tiemann. Tiemann will shoot, jumper on the right elbow, no good, and a foul going to go on Sunshine Bible. Jensen Whip with a hack as he tried to come in on that rebound. And the ball will belong to Wessington Springs. Larson gets the Spartans into the offense. Parker Graff, top of the key, fires the left-handed three short. Rebound underneath, and I think last touched by Colby Jones, it was, or Colby Flowers, excuse me. And the ball will belong to Sunshine Bible. Tiemann into the front court. Flips off the left side. River Jones, a little trouble with the handle, gets it back up top. Tiemann. High post Watson, looks for some cuts, not there. Kicks out with the left side. Mickelson in the corner. Tiemann drops it low post to Watson. Watson kicks back up top. Mickelson still holding the ball. Jones on the right side. Jones throws it behind Tiemann, and the ball saved from going over the line, but now just 5 seconds to work with here on the shot clock. Here's the pitch back. Deep three for Tiemann is good. Beat the shot clock. Troy Tiemann with the bucket. 3-2 lead. Sunshine Bible with the shot clock running out. Dry Mahalik dumps it in underneath. And Flowers, did he travel? He did. Looked like he changed his pivot foot. Flowers with the travel, and Sunshine Bible gets it off the Springs turnover. We're just underway. We played a minute and a half here of the first quarter of the opening game. Jones can't get the shot off. Flips back Mickelson on the left side. Now picks up the ball. Reverse right side and thrown behind Mickelson on the right side as he and Jones weren't on the same page there. The ball turns over to Wessington Springs. Play just over a minute and a half in the game. 3-2 lead, Sunshine. Cut inside, nothing there. Coming out top is Flowers. Flowers, nobody on him. At the top of the key, Brock Kruger. Long three for Graff is no good again. Offensive rebound, Mahalik, and he'll get the turnaround for two. Mahalik on the offensive rebound. And it's 4-3, Wessington Springs. Right side, Mickelson will fire baseline to Jones, and Jones, I think, stepped out of bounds, and the ball will turn over to Wessington Springs. Get our first sub of the game as Jacob Haddon, a junior, into the game for Sunshine Bible. Mahalik on the right side, corner of the lane. Flowers thought about the shot. Graff on the right wing. Graff, couple of dribbles. Right side, Kruger will drive. Now kick back. Larson for three. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound off the hands of Owen Watson will stay with Wessington Springs. Back in for Sunshine Bible quickly is Mickelson as Haddon comes out. So Haddon just down there for one trip down the floor, and he's back out. In the middle, there's the lob. The Flowers missed the layup. Mahalik battling for the rebound will be picked up in the corner by Kruger. Here's the drive. Graff will take the 14-footer in traffic, gets it to roll. Graff with the bucket. 6-3 lead for Wessington Springs. And play quite 3 minutes here to start off the ball game. 3 minutes after 1 o'clock, KOKK Huron. Whiff at the top of the key, resets the offense for Sunshine. Right side, Jones. Jones fires in the corner, Tiemann, trying to post up Watson. Nothing there. Ball movement continues. 10-second shot clock. Off to the right side, Mickelson. Top of the key, Tiemann will go back door. The ball knocked away, stolen by Graff. Graff into the front court. Dumps it down underneath. Easy layup for Blake Larson. Nice dish from Graff. 8-3 lead for Wessington Springs. Sunshine into the front court. Mickelson has Whip at the top of the key. Left side, Jones. Cross court, back up top, and a timeout by Sunshine Bible. 4:25 to go in the first quarter. 8-3 lead, Springs. Timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Grazing crop residue makes feeding cows easy, but are your cows getting everything they need? Corn stalks are low in protein, but Purina's Rangeland tubs are an excellent free choice option to help supply the protein cows require this time of year. Dakota Land Feeds carries Purina Rangeland cooked molasses protein tubs available with 30 or 38% protein with 12% fat. Supplemental protein will help your cow to feed the calf that she needs to put on the ground at calving time. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
We are back in a Wolsey, a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Hall and Sunshine Bible. Crusaders will inbound it and get into the front court. Thiemann comes right side, new man in the game. Haddon back in for Sunshine Bible. Another new guy in the game, Isaac Haig. Low post, trying to get it to Watson, and did he travel? Well, he did, but he also was fouled in the process. That'll be the first foul to be called against Wessington Springs. Foul is on Brock Kruger, first of the game against Wessington Springs. Sunshine Bible inbounds down low, slapped away, and going to be stolen by Larson. He'll dish it up ahead, running the floor, taking it in, missed layup, rebound Graff, and he's going to be fouled. New man in the game, Carter Mebius. He was running the floor nicely, couldn't finish the layup, but Graff hustling down the floor, got the offensive rebound, gets fouled, and he'll shoot two. The foul on Owen Watson, his first, third team here in the quarter for Sunshine Bible. Graff the lefty, first free throw is good, he's got three. The lead is now 9-3, Wessington Springs. Graff winds up with one more shot, knocks them both in. 10-3, Wessington Springs leading, nearing the four-minute mark of the first quarter. Whiff dishes off left side Thiemann. They'll go Watson, low post, one-handed grab. Tries to go back door, gets it on the baseline, but again, fouls with the baseline. The cross-court pass went to Haddon, then he tried to dish it to Thiemann. Thiemann running the baseline was out of bounds and caught it before he established position back in, and the ball turns over to Wessington Springs. Springs into the front court. Mahalik, open 12-footer in traffic, no good. Rebound by Larson. Another chance. Here's the drive by Graff. He can't get it either. Gets his own rebound, and another opportunity for Wessington Springs. Here's the drive. Mahalik tries the dump pass. One too many passes. It's stolen by Thiemann. Thiemann will get it into the front court. Come back right side to Whiff. Back up front, Haddon. Cross court, Thiemann. Passing around the perimeter. Jensen Whiff has it on the right wing. Now Thiemann again, top of the key. Left side, Haddon. Haddon up top, Haig. Long three, Thiemann in and out. Rebound by Wessington Springs. Flowers down the floor. Larson will take it all the way in for the layup. Kind of fake, and then just kept going. 12-3 lead now for Wessington Springs. They're on a 10-0 run here in the first quarter. Whiff on the left wing. Haig pops up to the top of the key. Flip it over to the right side. Now no Thiemann on the post up against Larson. Corner to lane. Jumper for Haig is no good. Rebound Mahalik. And Mahalik on the push slows it up on the right wing. Baseline Larson. Nice wraparound pass. Flowers misses the bunny though. Offensive rebound, Mahalik. He'll drive. Spin move, no good. A rebound, Flowers. He can't get the put back. A lot of point-blank shots not going right now for Wessington Springs. They're still up by 9, nearing 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Timeout, another timeout by Sunshine Bible. 2:02 to go, first quarter. 12-3 lead Springs. We'll take a timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Iverson Auto and Mitchell in Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto and Mitchell in Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Two timeouts taken already by Coach Hall and Sunshine Bible. 12-0 lead Springs. Sunshine Bible with the ball. Mickelson goes high post. Ball bobbled but picked up. Now stolen away by Graff. Graff is a two-on-two down the floor. Leans in. Floater from 10 is good for Graff with 6 points here in the first quarter. The lead now 14-3 Springs in the run. 12-0 for the Spartans. Minute 40 to go, first quarter. Right wing Mickelson gets it up top. New guy in there is Henrik Wiff. Now Mickelson top of the key. Wiff at the high post, trying to get the cut. He'll go down to the block against Mahalik. Has no place to go. Lobs it back Mickelson baseline. Mickelson will drive, go with the reverse for two. Tough shot. Terrence Mickelson able to get the reverse. First bucket in a while, and then there's a turnover by Wessington Springs. Tried to throw the ball down far and overthrown to Mebius. And a quick turnover gives the ball back to Sunshine Bible after they just scored. Minute 13 and counting to go, first quarter. First game of the day of four, 281 Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. River Jones into the offense, straight man here, Graft. Able to take the ball right away from him. Down the floor, Graff. Here comes Mahalik, right side. Lost it on the way up. Foul going to go on Jones. This should be two. It is for Ryder Mahalik. Mahalik with one bucket in the game. Foul on River Jones is his second, fourth team here in the quarter on Sunshine Bible. Mahalik, first free throw is good. He's got three. 15-5, the lead 10 for Wessington Springs. Jones out, Thiemann back in for Sunshine Bible. Second free throw is good as Mahalik drops them both in. He's got four. 16-5, the lead 12 for Wessington Springs. Sunshine Bible on the attack. Up top, Whiff. Now right side, Mickelson. Low post, Thiemann. A little turnaround from 10 is good. He kind of caught Blake Larson flat-footed. And 5 points now for Thiemann. Outside, Wessington Springs on the baseline. Mahalik backs his way in, kicks off Blake Larson. Larson, free throw line, flips back. Long three for Graff, no good. Offensive rebound for Flowers, and he'll get the put, or Kruger, excuse me. Kruger with the put back. A lot of offensive rebounds here in the first quarter for Springs. They lead 18-7, shot clock off, 14 seconds to go. First quarter, Mickelson up top, had the ball knocked away, and we're going to be on the floor, and, oh, saved by Sunshine Bible. Haig comes off right side, Demon a long three, banked it up, no good, ball deflected out, and that will end the first quarter. Wessington Springs 18, Sunshine Bible 7, timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Jeff Duffy here back in Woolsey. Starts the second quarter with Westington Springs up 11. Sunshine Bible has the ball. Trying to post up Watson. Can't get it there. Mickelson. Now we go high face right back to Mickelson. Again, off his shoulder and going to be picked up. And Mebius for the layup. Kind of hung on the rim. Almost didn't drop for him. Mebius with the bucket. The lead now 13 for Westington Springs, early second quarter. Watson, high post, boy, had a route to the basket, didn't take it. Now the ball slapped away, stolen. Three-on-one break, Mahalik right side. Mebius hammered, going to the hoop. That'll be foul number one on Thiemann. And two free throws coming up for Carter Mebius. As the only bucket here so far in the second quarter. Of course, we've only played 39 seconds. Shooting in the first quarter, Springs 6 of 17. So about 35%. Sunshine Bible, 3 of 7. Westington Springs, they've missed some pretty point-blank shots here in the game so far. Get a few subs in as we await the second free throw. First one was no good for Mebius. He'll get one more. Second free throw is back of the iron. Drops through. 21-7, the lead 14 for Westington Springs. New guy in for Westington Springs, Luke Larson, a sophomore. Owen Watson on the outside, left side Thiemann. They'll go in down low. Haig, little turnaround, back of the rim, no good, and Mahalik goes up high with the rebound. Down the floor, Mahalik has to pull it back out. Now he'll drive the paint again, kick back. Larson had the ball go off his hands, and we end up with a jump ball. Possession will stay with Westington Springs. Springs are running out of bounds play on the baseline to my right, a little bit outside of the lane. Larson will trigger the play. In the corner, Larson, Luke Larson for three, no good. Rebound by Watson. Sunshine into the front court. Jensen Whiff stops at the free throw line, has to get rid of it. Thiemann will dump it in. Low post to Haig. He'll shoot over Mahalik. No good, and the rebound for Westington Springs. Springs in their front court. Another new guy into the game for Springs. We'll get to that in a second here. Well, the new guy has the ball. Brandon Flower, 6'4 junior on the floor. Here's the cut, thrown away. Springs has not been sharp here in the first half. Sunshine Bible, though, has not been able to take advantage of the turnovers. Whiff has it on the left wing. Watson up top, come right side, Whiff back, now left side, right side now Whiff. Whiff drives baseline, puts up the shot, no good over Larson, rebound for Springs. Mahalik on the drive, nice bounce pass, easy deuce for Carter Mebius. Mebius has all 5 points here in the second quarter for Westington Springs, and there's a steal by Flowers down the floor. It looked like he wanted to go up for the layup. Brandon Flower, he wanted to go up and try and dunk it, but he got slapped from behind, and he'll shoot two free throws. Two shots coming up for Brandon Flowers, 6'4 junior. The Apollon Thiemann is his second team on Sunshine here in the second quarter. Free throw is short. One more pending. River Jones back into the game for Sunshine Bible. I believe Henrik Whiff came back in as well. One more shot for Flowers. He's short. Missed them both. Rebound right off to Watson, who hands it off to Jensen Whiff. Whiff with trouble with the handle. Gets it into the front court. Top of the key. Right side Jones. Jones on the perimeter. Reverse it. Left side Whiff. Jensen Whiff. Jensen goes in the lane. He's cut off and traveled with it. Changed the pivot foot there. Good defense there as Luke Larson was the first man in. Got help from Mebius on the double team. Into the game for Sunshine Bible is Jacob Haddon. 23-7, Westington Springs in control here early on. 5:18 to go. First half, Blake Larson, free throw line. Puts back to Mahalik, left side of the lane. Mahalik to the block, little turnaround, five-footer is good. Mahalik has six, 25-7 is Springs starting to build the lead. We had 5 minutes to go in the first half. Haddon dribbles off to the left, now stops, throws it behind. Nice catch. Inside Demon, the ball inside, knocked away by Mebius. Will still be Sunshine Bible ball. 4:53 to go, first half, 25-7, Wessington Springs. Run the out-of-bounds play. Go underneath, wide open, shot up off the glass, too strong. And out of there with it, Mahalik down the floor. Mahalik on the move, coast to coast for the layup. Mahalik with 8 points. 27-7, the lead now 20 for Wessington Springs. Watson, high post, knocked away by Flowers. Watson shoots over Flowers, no good. Rebound now for Wessington Springs. Blake Larson will just slow it up and set it up. Mahalik on the left wing, looks for the cut, can't get it there. Flowers, Brandon, goes inside, oh, off of Mebius's hand. With a nice cut, looked like the pass was on target, but it turns back over to Sunshine Bible. And we have five new players come in for Wessington Springs, a mix of starters and reserves. As in for Wessington Springs, let's see, Parker Graff is back in. Brock Kruger is back in. Sam Poncelo in, I believe, for the first time for Springs. We'll get to the rest of them. Here's the ball in the middle, knocked away, stolen by Brock Kruger. Down the floor, and he'll go reverse layup for two. Brock Kruger, his second bucket. Springs extends the lead to 29-7. We're midway through the second quarter. Springs, I have them five of six from the field here in the second quarter. There's Jones, and we have a double dribble on Jones. He was trying to use a screen to get away from Graff. Try to reset the Spartans on the floor. Parker Graff, Brock Kruger, Sam Poncelo, Blake Miller into the game. Low post inside Flowers, and Colby Flowers gets his first bucket of the game. He's the fifth guy, and the lead extends 31-7. High post, Henry Quiff, still at the corner of the lane, has to kick back outside Mickelson. Mickelson goes into the paint, looked like an extra step. It was traveling the call, turnover to Wessington Springs. Sunshine still looking for their first points here in the second quarter. Springs has broken open up 31-7, 13-0 run to start the second quarter for Springs. Open three, right side, Kruger, it's short. Rebound off the hands of Jones. He can't save it. And it'll be another opportunity here for Wessington Springs. Springs will inbound it on the baseline. As Graff on the right wing. Graff will lob it down low inside to Flowers again. Blocked, but a foul going to go on Woolen Watson. And that will put Kobe Flowers to the line to shoot two. Watson picks up his second foul, third team on Springs here in the second quarter. Two shots for Kobe Flowers, 6'4", sophomore. First one is no good. He'll get one more. Back into the game for Sunshine Bible is Isaac Haig. One more shot for Kobe Flowers. And he'll drop that one in. He's got 3 points. I think the last 3 points for Springs. 32-7, the lead 25 for Springs now. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. River Jones sets it up. Straight man defense here. And there's another timeout, Sunshine Bible. Timeout, Sunshine, 2:54 to go. First half, 32-7 Springs. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Third time out of the first half for Sunshine Bible. Springs leading 32-7. Sunshine Bible looking for that first bucket, first points of the second quarter. High post, it's Haig. Haig tries to hand it off, and it's going to be picked out of there and stolen by Westington Springs. Nice defensive play by Blake Miller. Three off the right wing is an air ball saved in by Kruger, but right to River Jones. And back comes Sunshine Bible. Pass in the middle, again deflected by Springs. This time Graf gets control down the floor, has to hold it up as Sunshine was back defensively. I believe Kruger's the one who got the hand on the ball. Flowers low post. Nice wrap around to Poncelo. Blocked by Watson and last and then came off the foot of Poncelo. Nice defensive play by Owen Watson of Sunshine Bible. Jensen Whiff back in for the Crusaders with 2:15 to go in the first half. Lead is 25 for Westington Springs. Pass up top and a foul going to go on Kobe Flowers. He was trying to steal from Watson. First foul on Flowers, first team in the second quarter on Westington Springs. Sunshine Bible will inbound it from the far sideline. Pass comes baseline, Timon turns around, shoots the three, gets the three. Troy Thiemann now with 6 points on a pair of threes. It's 32-10. Westington Springs inside of 2 minutes to go in the first half. There's the pass in the middle, tipped away from Kruger. A nice play by Thiemann who just hit the three, and he'll bring it into the front court. Whiff has it on the left wing. Up top, Haig, reverse it right side, low post to Watson, overthrown, out of bounds. It'll be Westington Springs possession. Minute 41 to go in the first half, first of four games here today in Woolsey. Boys 281 Conference Basketball Tournament. Left side, Kruger. He'll drive, goes into a big bunch of players. They're going to call a blocking call on Sunshine Bible. Two free throws pending for Brock Kruger. Kruger with 4 points in the game. Springs has not shot their free throws well. I have them 2 of 6 here in the second quarter. They were 6 of 6 in the first quarter. Kruger to shoot two. First one is good. He's got 5. Fouls on Owen Watson, his third. One shot pending now for Brock Kruger, 6'3", a senior. Knocks them both in. He's got 6. Balance scoring. A lot of guys have gotten into the act here for Westington Springs. The lead 34-10, Spartans. Jensen Whiff on the baseline underneath the basket. Stops. And then going to be the ball knocked away. Nice play by Poncelo to strip it out, and it's picked up by Kruger. Kruger, left side, Graf. Graf will attack the basket. Finger roll for two. Parker Graf has 8 points. 36-10. The lead 26 for Springs as we hit 1 minute to go in the first half. Spin move Thiemann as the ball stripped. Another steal for Springs up the floor. Graf running. Layup is good. He's got 10. And the lead is 28, 38-10, 50 seconds to go in the first half. Low post, the ball slapped away. Another steal for Springs up the floor. There's Kruger, nice touch pass underneath Miller for the layup. Blake Miller, his first bucket. Good ball movement in transition. The lead is 30 for Westington Springs with 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Here's the ball nearly stolen away, and it is. The ball was deflected by Poncelo. And then Haig tried to grab it and could not come up, Joshua Stomperude could not come up with the handle. And Springs, Graf will walk it up. Looks like he'll hold it for one shot as the shot clock is off. 15 seconds to go here in the first half. Graf on the outside, Whiff guarding him. Screen set, Graf going left. Runs into some traffic, now lost the ball on the floor, picked out of there by Jensen Whiff. He's going to push with 1 second. Half-court shot is off the mark at halftime. Westington Springs 40, Sunshine Bible 10. Timeout 2 minutes. We're back here to Woolsey 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Haig Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Haig Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Haig Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Haig Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
6B Seed and Supplies in Alpena is your local Hubbard Feed dealer, carrying a full line of Hubbard Feed and Crystal X tubs for your livestock. Whether you need feed, minerals, salt blocks, or lick tubs, give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for five generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supplies, your one-stop feed store. Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Rollin' Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
And we are back here in the Woolsey Wessington School Gym. At halftime, the top seed Wessington Springs cruising 40-10. We'll get to the stats here coming up. Up next, game two of this first round for the boys. Weather delayed. Highmore Herald, James Valley Christian, Vikings number four. And Highmore Herald, the fifth seed. The third game of the day will have second seed Woolsey Wessington and number seven seed Iroquois Lake Preston. In the final game today, we'll have the number three seed Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks against number six seed Hitchcock Tulare. Ian, been talking about my history with the Sun with this tournament, and I was just trying to count up of the coaches between the eight teams here. How many do I know for sure I've done their games in this tournament when they were playing in high school? John Noel, Hitchcock Tulare, I know for sure. Let's see, just looking at some of the other ones, Hayden Hooks, Woolsey Wessington, Christy Smith, Hitchcock Tulare, Krista Robinson, James Valley Christian girls, Christy Smith, Hitchcock Tulare girls, Rob Baruth, Sanborn Central Woonsocket girls, and Josh McGilvery, Woolsey Wessington girls. What was that? I think eight, half the coaches. That just shows you how old I am. I'm 61, so when you get to be this old and stay in the same place the whole time, that's how numbers like this seem to pop up. And I haven't done the inventory of the players in here. I like to do that too, try to figure out how many players are on the rosters here where I know that I've done their parents in this tournament as well. Usually it's around 14 or 15. I'll have to do some inventory on that. Maybe post those stats coming up on Thursday, the final day. Halftime, Wessington Springs 40, Sunshine Bible 10, timeout 2 minutes. Halftime stats are next on Dakota Sports.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Half time here in Westington Springs. Here's the stat. Sunshine Bible, just two players got into the score sheet. 8 points for Trey Tymon. He had a pair of three-point shots. 2 points for Terrace Mickelson. For Westington Springs, good balance as they had seven players score in the first half. Parker Graff with 10 points. 8 for Ryder Mahalik. 6 points, Brock Kruger and Blake Larson. 3 for Colby Flowers. 5 for Carter Mebius. 2 for Blake Miller. Shooting in the first half, I had Westington Springs 15 of 30, 50%. And Sunshine Bible 4 of 12 for 33%. Those are the stats. And at the half, it's Westington Springs 40, Sunshine Bible 10. We'll take a timeout here. 2 minutes. And we'll be back. Get ready for the second half. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter Saloon in Wolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We are back, ready to go with the second half, and I just did a quick inventory looking at the roster of both the boys and girls. And as far as I know, I'm reasonably sure there's 15 kids in this tournament, boys and girls, that I am pretty sure at least one of their parents played in this tournament when I was doing games back in the 90s. So then, and I'm reasonably sure there's several that I'm 100% sure I did, but others that I'm pretty sure, and there could be a few that I'm missing too, just because I don't necessarily know who the parents are, especially with moms that played and then get married and their names change. So, but I counted informally here 15 names that I'm very confident that I did their parents in these parents games in this tournament back in the past. We start the second half. We'll be on the running clock here, I believe, for the second half, and Sunshine Bible has the ball first to begin the third quarter. On the left side, Mickelson up top, going to go inside Thiemann. He's going to turn, shoot, and got it to go. He's in double figures. Trey Thiemann has 10 of the 12 points for Sunshine Bible as they score first here to open the second half. Graff, three, left wing, it's good. Parker Graff of Baker's Dozen, he's got 13. The lead 43-12 for Springs. Mickelson on the left side. Looks inside to Thiemann. Again, they're posting him up with Larson. He'll turn, shoot over, and two in a row, just posting Trey Thiemann up on the block, and he's got 14 to lead Sunshine Bible. Low post, Flowers. Flowers jump stop, does a little baby hook, and he answers for Wessington Springs. Colby Flowers with five. And a quick start here, scoring the ball to begin the second half. River Jones deep on the left wing. Back up top, Mickelson. They'll go into Thiemann again. He'll shoot the 10-footer. This one, no good. And Flowers able to grab the rebound for Wessington Springs. Larson into the front court, slows it up. Left side had a couple of guys cutting, didn't go to it. Graff, Mahalik on the left side. Mahalik pitches back. Graff, a three, right wing this time. That one's an air ball. Out of bounds will belong to Sunshine Bible. 6.5 minutes to go. Third quarter up next will be James Valley Christian and Highmore Herald. Game 2 of 4 today here from Woolsey. The right side pass goes in the corner to River Jones. Jones in, down low, and the ball stolen away. Nice pass by Graff. Got into the passing lane. Graff into the front court. Up top, Mahalik starts the drive. Ball knocked away by Mickelson. Gets control of it. Graff at the key, gives to Larson. Larson will drive the paint. Shovel pass deflected, picked up by Flowers. Flowers a little fade away from 10, no good. And Thiemann there with the rebound. Ball on the baseline and thrown away by Springs. Didn't see what happened there as I was looking at my score sheet, but a miscommunication there perhaps on the left side, and the ball comes back to Wessington Springs. 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Mahalik on the left wing. Corner of the lane, jumper for Flowers is good. Colby Flowers now with 7-4 here already in the second half. 47-14 Springs. Jones at the top of the key. Jensen Whiff has it on the key. Left side, Watson pops out. They're still trying to post up the Thiemann there. Now they'll get it to him in the middle of the lane. Bobbles it, gets it back out. Watson thought about the three, puts it back Thiemann. He's double-teamed. Here's Jones. Jones dribbles down to the right side, pulls up with a 15-footer, no good. And Blake Larson with the rebound. Larson will trot the ball up as Sunshine Bible just falls back, plays half-court man-to-man. Mahalik looking inside to Kruger, not there. Right side, Flowers hooks the pass to Graff for three. No good. Long rebound comes out to Whiff. Whiff up the floor, slows it up. Cross court, Watson. Thiemann, the deep three at the key. Got it. Trey Thiemann now. He's got 15 points, 7 here in the third quarter. The lead back at 30, 47-17. Springs, Mahalik in traffic as the ball knocked away. Rolls away. Who's going to come out with it? Jensen Whiff. Well, nope, he overran it. And throws back, finally gets it to Watson. Sunshine Bible, though, does get it off the Springs turnover. Jones playing some catch up top. Here's the roll inside to Watson, saved in, but right to Wessington Springs. Down the floor, Flowers. He'll go through a double team. Counted, he's fouled. He'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Colby Flowers with 6 points here in the third quarter, 9 for the game. He'll shoot the and one here after the foul call on Trey Thiemann, his third. Into the game for Sunshine Bible is Joshua Stamprud. Flowers, free throw is good. He's in double figures with 10. And that brings Mebius back on the floor as Flowers comes off for the Spartans. Spartans wearing their white jerseys today with blue numbers and letters, a little gold trim around the letters, Sunshine Bible in their road maroon with gold white numbers, gold and white trim. Shot up, no good for Sunshine Bible. Down the floor, Mahalik takes it in for the layup. Running the floor as Sunshine Bible just slow to get back defensively. 52-17, low post, Watson shoots over the double team, no good. And rushing in for the loose ball is Parker Graff. Graff at the top of the key. Top Mahalik, Mahalik back outside. Kruger wants three, got it. Nothing but net for Brock Kruger. He's got nine. 55-17, Wessington Springs. 2:46 to go in the third quarter. Ball knocked away on the floor and can't be saved in by Kruger, but it's going to be Wessington Springs' ball anyway. Thought it was last touch by Springs. Evidently not. The ball will turn over to the Spartans. Demon back into the game for Sunshine Bible. Mahalik, top of the key. Couple of dribbles. Pitches back to Larson. Larson will take the jumper from the free throw line. No good. Thiemann walks in and gets the rebound. Front court swings in the corner and throws it away. He and Haddon were not on the same page there. And the ball goes out of bounds and will turn over to Wessington Springs. 55-17, the top seed. Springs flexing a little muscle today as they are in control of this one. Mahalik, top of the key. Free throw line jumper now, no good. Demon there with the rebound. In the front court, and the Giant Bible throws away. Jones and Demon not on the same page that time. Demon tried to throw it to Jones, and Jones was cutting down to the corner. Ball turns over to Wessington Springs. So we're at a minute 28 to go here in the third quarter. Larson will walk the ball up. Graff on the right wing, give him the three, he doesn't take it, dribbles up top, left side Mebius, he wants to drive, and they're going to wave it off, and a travel call on Mebius. Back in for Sunshine Bible is Henrik Wiff, 6'2 freshman. As we hit 1 minute to go here in the third quarter, the lead 38 for Wessington Springs. River Jones on the right wing gets it up top. Whiff. Low post inside. Little turnaround shot. Haig, who just came in the game, no good. Rebound by Brock Kruger. Up the floor. Baseline reverse layup for two. Graff. Not sure how he kept control of his body to get that. 15 for Parker. Graff as Springs gets the ball down the floor quickly. There's a travel on River Jones, as Blake Larson got in front of him, and Jones just got messed up with his footwork there. Shot clock off with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. 57-17, Wessington Springs leading. Graff gives back to Larson. They're going to hold it for one shot. Spread the floor. 7 seconds to go. Screen. Larson will drive hard into the hoop. Off glass, no good. Mahalik with the rebound. Double-teamed, and a foul going to go on Sunshine Bible. See if they call that in the act of shooting. They did stop the clock with 0.3 seconds left. And now they're asking, do you run the 0.3 seconds off? You do, since it was not active shooting. And that will end the third quarter. The score, Wessington Springs 57, Sunshine Bible 17. We head to the fourth after a 1 minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We enter the fourth quarter, and the JV out there for Wessington Springs, they immediately throw it away on the floor for Wessington Springs. Sam Poncelo is on the floor. Blake Miller, Brandon Flowers. Weston Moeller on for the first time, a freshman. And also on the floor is Luke Larson. Try to pick up the names here. Sunshine Bible with the ball knocked away, but going to be picked up by Haig. Nope, it's going to be picked up by Wessington Springs. Flowers into the front court. Comes left side, Mulder. Now three off the right wing is short. Offensive rebound put back for two for Wessington Springs. Mulder able to get the rebound and the put back off the miss by Blake Miller. And he'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play to start the scoring here in the fourth quarter. So I assume the afternoon is done for the Wessington Springs starters. Remember, a quick turnaround now. You have the semifinals coming up tomorrow. Ball knocked out of bounds off the missed free throw will belong to Sunshine Bible. Wessington Springs will play, I believe, at 5 o'clock tomorrow back here in Woolsey for the first semifinal of the boys' side of it. Girls will start at 3:30. We'll run down the schedule in between games. Sunshine Bible go in the middle, and then the ball thrown in the corner and not saved. Went in the middle to stop Root, and then he just kind of lost track of where everybody was and threw it into the corner. Nobody was there. Back into the game for Sunshine Bible now is Mickelson. It's Wessington Springs on their way to the victory. Drive into the paint, stop, left side, Larson. Larson, double team, ball on the floor, and a foul going to go on Sunshine Bible. Fouls on Mickelson, that'll be his first, second team on Sunshine here in the fourth quarter. Inbounds comes in the corner, Larson, open three, short. Rebound tipped and controlled by Poncelo, and there'll be another opportunity here for Wessington Springs. Reset the offense. Luke Larson puts it back right side. Blake Miller in the corner. Drive. Go inside. Somehow the ball got through there to Flowers. Missed the bunny. Gets his own rebound. Flowers back up. Missed again. Two open looks for Brandon Flowers. Missed them both. Back comes Sunshine Bible. Get the Crusaders into the offense. Top of the key, Haddon running the offense now, right wing, dribbles down towards the baseline, underneath the basket, and a blocking call, I believe, going to go on Wessington Springs. Will be foul number one on Blake Miller. According to my score sheet, there's only been three personal fouls against Wessington Springs the entire ball game. Brett Miller, a six-foot freshman, in for the first time. I think everybody's gotten on the floor for Springs now. Jumper baseline is good. Terrence Mickelson, his second bucket of the game. 59-19, 5 minutes to go in the game. Here's the drive. Luke Larson gives to Poncelo back up top. Mulder, he'll go down baseline, cut off. Reverse it back up. Blake Miller, three at the key. Good, Luke Larson. Luke Larson drains a nice three-point blank top of the key. 62-19 Springs. There's the ball flicked behind, and again, just kind of losing where he was at. Jacob Madden holding Haddon. He started to drive, then flipped it over his head, thinking he had a teammate on the wing. Nobody was there. And it'll be Wessington Springs possession. Mulder into the offense, now hands it off to Miller. Larson at the top of the key, wants to drive, gives back to Poncelo. Poncelo, flip back, Miller. Little weave out there. Larson, a little trouble, gets the handle back on the left wing. Larson up top. Blake Miller. Blake, into the paint, double teamed, and we have an offensive foul going to go against Blake Miller. Miller picks up his second foul, and the ball turns over to Sunshine Bible. Clock rolls as we're down to 3:40 to go in the game, and Springs moving on to the semifinals. Sunshine Bible will play tomorrow as well. Quick turnaround for them. Ball underneath, but to Haig, knocked away and picked out of there by Springs. Good defensive play. Cross-court pass knocked away by Mickelson, scrambling for the ball, and possession will stay with Wessington Springs. Little pinball action there. Wasn't sure who had the control of it. Back in for Wessington Springs is Brandon Flowers. And checking in for Sunshine Bible is Stephen Jones. Really the first time Jones has been on the floor. Inbounds underneath, wide open. Flowers, an easy layup off the out-of-bounds play. He has his first bucket, 64-19. Inside of 3 minutes to go in the game. Hadn't run the point and throws it away. Here comes Flowers, and in for the layup. Rolled it over. I think he was kind of in between if he was going to try and dunk it or not. But ended up getting the finger roll for two, 66-19 Springs. Half-court offense. Get it up top to Haddon. Haddon right side. Stomprud back into the game. Good ball movement. Haddon. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Haddon. Goes to Mickelson on the baseline. Reverse layup is short. Battle for the rebound, and a foul going to go, I believe, on Wessington Springs. Team foul number three in the quarter for Springs. This one is on Weston Molnar. And Sunshine Bible with the inbounds. Comes all the way up to the top of the key. Henrik whiff. And then we have another foul. So we're getting a lot more fouls called here in the last 3 minutes than we did in the entire first three quarters. Foul is number three on Blake Miller. Minute 37 to go in the game. Ball comes in. Low post in there is Tanner Fox for Sunshine Bible. Shot up, no good by Stomprud. Rebound underneath by Brett Miller. Larson, cross court. Now they'll reset it, top of the key with Blake Miller. Inside, low post, little turnaround. Brett Miller for two. Brett Miller with the bucket. I think Poncelo is the only player that has not scored now for Wessington Springs. Shot up and short for Sunshine Bible. And we have a whistle and not sure what that call is. Oh, it's a foul on Sunshine Bible. That'll go on Haddon. So 68-19, probably possession each left here. So we're down to 40 seconds to go in the ball game. At the top of the key is Blake Miller. Cross court, Larson. Larson low post, Brett Miller, double team, kicks back out. Larson wants three, got it. Luke Larson off the bench with a pair of threes. 71-19, and the final possession for Sunshine. In the middle, Fox will shoot from 10. No good. Poncelo with the rebound, and will run out the clock from here as Wessington Springs advances to the semifinals. Your final, Wessington Springs 71, Sunshine Bible 19. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, get a quick Gary Zell Auto Glass post game, and get set for our second game, and they will keep things on a running schedule here to keep things moving. 2 minute timeout on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Ho, 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 lot of savings.
At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deductions. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, save $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali, now just $75,513, plus 6.9% financing for 72 months.
The 2023's all gotta go.
At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate-dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Six F-35 fighter jets, one NFL team, a trip to the moon. All have a $1 billion price tag. Something else that cost $1 billion? Respiratory problems in the beef industry each year. It's time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3 immune support technology. It boosts calves' natural defenses, priming their immune systems from the start. Talk to your Dakota Land Feeds rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starters.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the post-game report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Once again, it's Jeff Duffy here. Mr. Watson will be in later this afternoon for the final two games of the day. And game one in the books as Wessington Springs flex that top-seeded muscle and they defeat Sunshine Bible 71-19. It is 2 o'clock, and this is KOKK in Huron. Run down on the scoring. Sunshine Bible, only two players in the scorebook. Trey Diamond had 15 points, then 4 points for Terrence Mickelson. For Wessington Springs, 11 of the 12 players on the roster scored. Three were in double figures. Parker Graff had 15 points. 10 points apiece, Colby Flowers and Ryder Mahalik. 9 for Brock Kruger. 6 points, Blake Larson and Luke Larson. 4 points, Brandon Flowers. 2 points apiece for Weston Molnar, Brett Miller, and Blake Miller. Shooting in the game, Sunshine Bible had them 4 of 12 both halves, so 8 of 24 for 33%. Wessington Springs was 28 of 53. 453%. And the free throw shooting for the game, I didn't even notice this till now, but Sunshine Bible did not attempt a free throw in the ball game. So 11 of 15 for Wessington Springs and no free throws attempted for the Sunshine Bible Crusaders. Wessington Springs now 7-1 on the season, and Sunshine Bible drops to 1-6 on the season. So one game in the books, three to go. Next up is the 4-5 seed matchup. Number 4 seed, James Valley Christian, plays number 5 seed, Highmore Herald, for a berth in the semifinals where they will draw that Wessington Springs team that just picked up the win a few moments ago. Again, we're going on a running clock, so we will be getting this game started early. It was scheduled for a 2:30 tip-off. Should be around 2:15 with the tip-off. We'll run down the schedule and also what's up for tomorrow coming up after this timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports KOKK.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise.